I'm speaking with Joey Steenhagen, Artistic Director of the local youth theater company Running to Places, also known as R2P. And also Lynn Craver is here. She is the Artistic Director of Opera Ithaca. And they are both taking on the starring roles of Harold Hill and Marion Peru in this coming weekend's production of The Music Man. So Joey and Lynn, thanks for coming in and talking with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Joey, so The Music Man is opening at the beginning of Running to Places' 10th year and their 10th anniversary season. And unlike most of the Running to Places productions, you will be acting in the starring role of Harold Hill opposite another adult actress, you, Lynn, and you're playing Marion. So I just wanted to start off with the question, why was The Music Man chosen as the opening production for this season?
I love The Music Man so much for so many reasons. I think it's the quintessential great American musical. And the story itself, if you think about it, it's about, you know, this con artist who shows up and convinces a whole community of kids to get involved in the arts, which is it's kind of like me and our mission, I guess, of Running to Places. And the board decided that we wanted to do something kind of interesting and different, off the beaten path to start off the 10th season. It's our 50th production. And so if we were going to do something kind of off the beaten path like this, this was the time to do it, and this was the right show. And we were so fortunate to have Lynn agree to be part of the production as well and get her talent and expertise involved in the show, too.
And Lynn, what's your view on performing the role of Marion in this production?
Oh, well, it's first of all, I'm delighted that I was asked, because I don't get to perform in musicals very often. And it's been a lovely experience working with a friend and colleague, Joey Steenhagen, and also Tucker Davis, who's directing, who's also a friend and colleague. And then working with the kids. It's been such an amazing experience watching them grow and be so committed and serious about their work. And as a side note, when I was asked, my daughter, I'm a R2P mom, actually. Mm-hmm. So it was perfect timing for me to take on this role as well, because I'm deeply committed to what Joey and the board at R2P do.
Let's just start off talking a little more about the show, The Music Man, and we'll talk later about R2P. Joey, the role of Harold Hill is really demanding. When I think about The Music Man, I just think of Harold Hill rattling off all these words really fast. And there are lots of numbers like that, and also lots of interactions with many different performers on the stage, as well as being the task of having the task of being a very convincing con man. How did you prepare for your role?
I did Harold Hill when I was in 10th grade, which is a long time ago now. And it was one of those roles that I don't think there was a day since then that I didn't still know the words to Trouble, which is good, because I don't know how I would have begun memorizing it now. It's really nice when you're a teenager, you can absorb things in a way that adults just can't. And so that was a lucky thing, I guess. And then getting to be on the stage working with the kids that normally I'm the one directing and they're doing all the heavy lifting. I mean, that was another reason that I wanted to do this, was to remind myself of just what it is that we ask these kids to do in such short order and to such high standards, to make sure that I was still walking the walk with all the stuff that that they do all the time. And it's just so deeply humbling to realize how easy they seem to make it, you know, during rehearsals and performances.
True story.
They just inspire me every day, and all the more now that it's refreshed in my mind what it is they're doing.
So you feel like it's coming back to you from 10th grade? Is it embedded in your memory?
There are some things that I'm like, I think I need to see whether I'm inflecting this line the way I did it in 10th grade just out of habit, or maybe there's a new way to look at it. And as Lynn was saying, Tucker Davis, who is directing the show and choreographing it as well, brings such fresh eyes to it and such brilliant vision to it. And so it's been really a wonderful process to look at it in a totally new way, and a really deep interpretation of the characters and the stories that I think audiences who've seen the show before and are familiar with it will discover new things about it that maybe they had never thought about with this story.
And I know that you are a trained, an opera trained singer. Mm-hmm. And so how is it for you to sing, you know, musical theater as opposed to opera?
Well, Similarly, when I was in high school, that's all I wanted to do was be a musical theater performer, and life took me in a different direction. And so as far as the style, I'm also a teacher of voice, so I teach a lot of musical theater. But it's fun kind of wrapping my head around it and finding that it's just a little different than singing opera, and also wearing a mic, which was a new, freshly new experience for me yesterday. We did a mic check, and that's fun. So I think singing is singing. And so as long as one is being sincere with the text and the intention of the composer and the character, I think it's a pretty smooth transition.
And we were so fortunate to have Lynn in this process. Early on in the rehearsal process, she gave a master class for the kids. And so they got a chance to learn about vocal technique and interpretation from someone who knows a thing or two about it. And it's been a great opportunity for us to cross-pollinate and get our young kids involved and get their eyes open about the world of opera and Opera Ithaca. And, you know, they did Thumbprint recently, which was just a stunning production. You know, one of our frequent R2P kids had a role in that show. And so some of the kids came to see it who might not have gone to see an opera. And so the cross-pollination has been one of the major driving factors too, to make sure that everyone gets exposed to each other's art forms.
Mm-hmm. And I know you alluded to this earlier, Joey, but I'm wondering, how is acting alongside the teens different from interacting with them from the director's chair?
You know, it's been so much fun. You know, these kids are brilliant and they're funny and they're imaginative. And so getting to play off of them has been just such a treat, such a delight. And they keep me on my toes, mm-hmm. that's for sure. And it's also been great. You know, they save my bacon a couple of times where, you know, in the middle of a number, I'll get the deer in headlights look and I'll, you know, look at my scene partner, Nick, and he'll be, you know, sallying forth with what he remembers because he knows it better than I did that day. And so it's a really nice give and take. And because of the fact that a lot of these kids I've worked with for a long time, for many years, and so there's a rapport and there's a trust that comes built in, mm-hmm. And there's a fondness and affection that goes in both directions that I hope is palpable from the stage, because we certainly feel it from our end.
About the production, Lynn, how did the students take on some of these pretty complex musical numbers? I'm thinking of like the very first number that opens the show, on the train, I
Rock
guess.
Rock Island.
Like that, I think that's a really tough song, or it's not really a song in a way. It's more like a rap kind of.
It was the Hamilton
of
its day.
The original rap.
Right.
You know, that I honestly, I just think students at that age, they don't think it's hard. So they just do it, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've said that a lot to my students, and I always say it's not hard. It's just notes that you already know in a different order, you mm-hmm. know. And I think they're just so intuitive as musicians and as learners of music. And you know, this is honestly, I have to say, this is Ithaca, and they're just so exposed to so much art and culture, and it's second nature to them. I don't think they even think for a minute that it's difficult. Mm-hmm. And so that definitely helps them on their road to learning.
And so just while we're talking about the musical numbers, which is your favorite from the show? I think you have one, Joey.
Do you have one?
I mean, I love Trouble. Like, it's, you know, it's a lot of fun getting to kind of get all those words out. And, you know, and but in addition to it being about getting a lot of words out, it's one where I get to interact with so many of the kids in the cast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of give and take. And so it's just it's a lot of fun to do.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say Marion, and I don't sing a note in that, because mostly what Marion sings, I don't get to interact with a lot of people. But that's the one number that I get to dance with a lot of the students, and I get to dance with Joey. And it's a lot of fun, and it's mayhem and mm-hmm. craziness.
And, you know, Lynn is an opera singer. And so I think sometimes people think, well, opera singers are the very serious and formal. And Lynn's comedy chops, you know, at Opera Ithaca had their New Year's Eve party a week or so ago. And it was the most hilarious Mozart opera. It was such a delightful evening. And Lynn is hilarious. And so that's one of my favorite parts about Marion the Librarian, the musical number is, you know, yeah, so you don't get to hear her glorious voice in that. but oh, she's just funny.
You know, expressive,
getting to,
huh?
Yeah, getting to play on stage with her is just such a delight.
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier in the interview, this is a significant anniversary for Running to Places.
Yay.
And yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Joey, how do you see R2P moving forward in the future? And will anything change with the production starting a new decade of performances?
I mean, I still marvel at the fact that, like, what right does a ragtag nonprofit youth community theater have to make it to 10 seasons? Like, I just think that's impossible. And it's slowly turning around in my brain that, like, you know, oh, this exists. This is a thing. And, you know, we're almost at a point. We're a season or two away from having kids in the company who were born after Running to Places began.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, my son is 10 years old, and I sometimes describe Running to Places as his evil twin because they came about at just about the same time, you know, and he's almost going into middle school. He's eligible to be in Running to Places. My stepson is in the show. He's playing Winthrop, you know, and so having these kids who don't know life without Running to Places. So it's real, mm-hmm. You know, whether I want to or not, whether, you know, whether I, you know, could do anything about it. I couldn't stop it if I tried. Not that I ever imagined to. Being able to have a more solid foundation where it's something that is in the community and it's in the bones of this community, and certainly the kids expecting it to be there and wanting it to be there. And it became more than the sum of its parts earlier than I ever imagined in terms of the connections that were made among all the kids and all the different communities. And so I think for its second decade, which again, still amazes me to even think in those terms, figuring out how we can go from kind of like piecing things together and how we can, you know, let's do it in the barn, which we've almost literally done on more than one occasion, you know, to putting more of our energy into reaching out to more kids and getting them involved. Mm-hmm. You know, we've already solidified one of our founding principles, which is that participation is completely free to kids. You know, that's something that we've doubled down on and are never going back. And so just concentrating on the work we're doing and hopefully spending the second decade, you know, spending less time figuring out where we're going to be running to in order to what place we'll be running to do a show, you know, getting some of those systems in line so that we can just focus on the kids and the work.
As a mom, I know I mentioned before, as a mom of someone who participates in R2P, I think in this time, too, it's so important for children, developing children, and to have a place where they can disconnect from the technology and interact with each other and have a tactile, holistic craft that engages them.
And so just to close out, Joey, can you run down the dates and times of this weekend's performance of The Music Man at the State Theater?
Yes, and we're so delighted to be there. It's such a gorgeous space. It's such a treasure of this community. And we're there for one weekend only. So we'll be there Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2. And the tickets are available through the State Theater box office. So right there in person on State Street. Mm-hmm. Their phone number is 277-8283 or stateofithaca.com. It's almost like I've said that before.
And thanks. And how can our listening audience learn more about Running to Places?
That's at our website, and that's runningtoplaces.org. That's runningtoplaces.org.
Again, I've been talking with Joey Steenhagen, the artistic director of the local youth theater Running to Places, and Lynn Craver, who is the artistic director of Opera Ithaca, and they're both co-starring in this weekend's production of The Music Man. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.